Well, most of it. A little bit of it.
A majority of it.
Overwhelming? Or
not
just,
all, but no. A majority
of
it.
Yeah.
51%.
What more do you want?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee, sir.
How are you?
You know, fair to Midland and yourself.
You already asked if we were done for the day.
I know.
That's an odd question.
My commercial load, and it's a load, all
right. Right.
And then I figured, well, it's time to go home, right?
It's not how it works.
Damn it.
Did you see the guy that slapped the president of France?
Heard about it, didn't see it.
Quite funny. He was shaking hands in a, you know, in a line that they put, and the guy shook his hand and then slapped him.
At least he didn't throw a shoe at him.
Nope, that's true.
Hey, maybe we should get a hold of the you've spoken with the president of France before, you and your people.
That was a different one, though.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes, that was a different president at a different time. I don't know if you heard about the nuns in Torrance who stole money from the Catholic school that they worked at. She was a principal for 30 years in Torrance.
Renegade nuns on wheels.
And they stole money to gamble.
Ah, that's our kind of nuns. Wow.
To pay for gambling in casinos, it says even. Like, not even just...
And she's slapping you on the wrist with a ruler and telling you to be good.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's typical, isn't it?
The story of overwhelming peacocks.
Oh, is that in Pasadena?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
one of the places.
Pasadena?
Yes. It's all over.
That's crazy.
Southern California. It's a bizarre story.
Yeah.
And we have $1,000.
Yeah.
For our 1 second of nonstop rock, which comes up a little bit later on this hour.
95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we were texting back and forth about this FBI running a network.
Oh yeah,
this for is criminals.
Yeah, they got
mobs.
Them all on board and to talk to each other. It's brilliant.
It's insanity. They ran an encrypted communications app used by organized crime to collect its users' messages and monitor criminals' activity on a massive scale.
And hold on, it worked.
It worked.
It actually worked.
They it was an elaborate operation that netted more than 20 million messages from over 11,800 devices.
And they arrested like 800 people worldwide, right?
Yes, they do.
Dang, FBI.
And we have an expert on the line to explain a little bit more about how this came down. Should we change your name?
Different name's good. Different name.
Okay.
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori is your name.
Isaac.
It's Isaac.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
Well done, Isaac Alvarez.
We have this Disney jam pretty much every day. Heidi and Frank will tell you in the morning what it's going to be. And when we play it like we just did, you be caller 25 like Isaac just did in Corona. And you get a 4-pack of passes. It's your choice. Which park do you want to go into? Disneyland or California Adventure? So very cool to be sending people back to play.
Agreed.
Have fun.
With public in public places with people.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, very bizarre.
I don't know if you saw this. The man who slapped the French president, did you see him? Did
you see this? I heard about it, but I didn't see it until you showed me the picture of the president being escorted quickly away. Get him out of here. He's been slapped.
He was doing one of those meet and greets along a rope line, and a guy reached out and shook his hand with his right hand and then slapped him in the face with his other
one. That's not a sucker punch. That's a sucker slap.
A sucker slap.
That's pretty.
And I was just asking you off the air, do you remember ever seeing a world leader being slapped?
I absolutely do not. The only thing I remember is George W. Bush getting the shoe thrown at him, which he ducked
quite well. Yes. The man allegedly slapped French President Emmanuel Macron, I believe is how you say his name, in the face, ran a club for enthusiasts of medieval swordsmanship.
Okay.
His name was Damien Terrell. President Macron was on a trip to the country to take the country's pulse after the pandemic with less than a year to go before the next presidential election.
Apparently it's to slap. That's how everybody's feeling.
And he was doing a walkabout.
Southern
France as he greeted people. And the guy shook his hand, shouted, "Down with Macronia!" Which apparently was a war chant when they had a monarchy in the 1800s.
Wow.
His friends describe him as someone who was, quote, a bit lost and geeky. Other friends described him as a man who loved period role play, lived with his mom, and did not cause trouble.
So that's, his slap is sort of like he's challenging him to a duel?
In France, that's
gloves.
What it is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
A charge of assault against a public official carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a $45,000 euro fine.
Ooh, that's a lot more than...
Do you want to talk to him, the guy that slapped the president?
The guy that...
Daniel Terrell?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Nice. Hello?
Hello, sir.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
We are good.
Well done, by the way.
How are you, sir?
I am furious with Macron. This will not stand, monsieur.
Well, I mean, I think he's the ruler of France, pretty much. And there's a government, and they have laws, and you broke them.
Down with Macronia. He is ruining the entire country of France.
Okay.
Were you challenging? Were you challenging him to a duel with the slap, or what was that?
Oui, oui, yes, I was challenging him to face me with a weapon of his choice. Could be, I don't know, baguette or some fromage.
You want to fight him with cheese?
Yes, we have the age-old cheese fight from the old medieval days, which I love so much.
Right, maybe too much, some would say.
And he and I would face each other at dawn for the honor of France, which he is ruining with his stupid policies.
Okay. So did you get to at least say, I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
Did you get to say...
I am not drooling. I am want to fight. Right. That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
Right, no, but what I meant was, did you get to challenge him to a duel, did the security take you down?
Unfortunately, they took me down before I could get the word out. Yeah. And then I tried to call the presidential palace, but they won't take calls anymore since Yahoo DJs fooled another president and made them very angry.
The other station, that ruined it for everyone?
Oh, those guys.
Ruined it for everyone. Now I can make a drool with him.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. I don't know what you said, but thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dexter Noodles and the boys.
Correct.
You follow Noodles on the tweet machine? I love him. It's very funny. Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Great. Yeah. We have $1,000.
Yes.
To give you.
Yours.
In our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Take our money.
We play 1 second of a song, then you have to be caller 13. The number is 818-955 KLOS. You tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $1,000.
And here is your clip for today. What is that? 818-955 KLOS. Wait, buddy, did you play the clip?
Good luck.
I did. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Ah, this is Keith.
Keith, you're caller 13.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Keith, you're not our boss, are you? Our boss's name is Keith. Yeah.
Yes, I am. You're doing an absolutely fantastic job. Raises for both of you.
Definitely not him.
We know it's not him now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate this show. Why do you even do this?
Good God.
What's wrong with you?
All right, we're going to play this little clip. If you can tell us the name of the song and the artiste, Grand is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, give it a good listen. Here it is. What do you think that is?
Is it Suffragette City by David Bowie?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
I tried.
You did, and that was a good try. Well,
it's going to go up to $1,500 next hour.
Yep.
Between four and five.
All right, fair enough. I'll call again as Frank.
Call back. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks, Frank.
Damn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Indeed.
I don't know if you saw this story or not out of Torrance. Retired nun.
Okay. Right out the gate.
You already got me.
Right.
You had me at nun. A retired nun who worked as the principal of a Catholic elementary school in California.
Ooh, how many times were you in trouble with a Catholic nun in high school?
Well, I didn't go to Catholic school.
Right.
But had I gone, I would have been in trouble a lot.
Constantly, because you already were.
Yes.
How much more so there?
I don't know, because I've never gone to a Catholic school.
But super strict.
I mean, I don't know what she was like as the principal for 28 years, by the way.
Wow.
But she apparently stole school funds to gamble.
That's our kind of nun.
In the amount of $835,000.
Wow.
Listen to this news report.
Another blow to the Catholic Church, this time involving this woman who was a longtime principal here at this Catholic school. And she agreed to plead guilty in exchange for the charges that she'll face. I'll explain that shortly. We're talking about $800,000 that she admits that she stole, in part to fund her gambling habit. We're talking about 79-year-old Mary Margaret Cooper. She
79-year-old?
Yes.
Mary Margaret Cooper.
And if I'm not mistaken, if you're a nun, don't you pledge a vow of poverty?
Of not playing in Vegas?
I
have no idea.
I
don't know. Yeah, really, I don't know.
Versus actually gambling almost $1 million.
According to authorities, for 10 years embezzled funds from St. James Catholic School in Torrance. She was a principal for nearly 30 years until she retired in 2018. At that time, the school started doing a financial check-in and they realized something was very wrong.
$800,000 wrong?
$833,000. Crazy.
Wow. Yep.
It turns out, according to federal investigators, she controlled charitable donations, tuition from students, and living expenses for the nuns. And they say she would take school funds and then use them to pay for expenses that the order would have never approved, including large gambling expenses at casinos.
Right. Wow. Like she's going to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey,
yeah,
can you guys approve a gambling debt?
Sure, happy to. Yeah. Are you playing craps again this weekend?
She also admitted to falsifying financial reports to cover up what she did. Cooper now faces one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. Per the U.S. Attorney's Office, she faces a maximum sentence of 40 years behind bars.
All right, she's 79. Eight,
yeah, she's 80. She's going to be 120? Wow.
Well, I'm finally getting out of this place, this hellhole.
How's a nun going to live in prison?
Wow. People would love her, though. They would
like, you think?
Yeah. Well, sort of. They went to Catholic school, maybe not.
Now, that second nun that you referenced to was allegedly involved, Sister Lana Chang. She was a teacher here. She also retired in 2018. Torrance Police, the IRS, the FBI all investigated this. And I reached out to the Department of Justice this morning. They told me they couldn't comment or describe exactly what happened, but they said that the former Sister Chang will not be charged, at least not by them. Now, as for Sister Cooper, she is going to be sentenced on July 1st, so we'll keep on top of this story and bring you the latest as it happens.
They got those names wrong. It's Sister Let It Ride. And Sister Hit Me.
Listen, people make mistakes.
Well, this is my first ever.
People
myself.
Are human.
Yeah.
What do you expect from us? We can't be perfect all the time.
I like that people caught it immediately, though. Man, KLOS listeners are on it, which is awesome. They're
agreed.
Like, well, hold on a second now.
So we did the contest last hour, the 1 second of Nonstop Raw.
We're going to do it again in a few minutes.
Yes.
And it's going to be worth $500 this time.
And it's possible that we made a slight error.
Yeah, someone, Doug's the Slug, dropped the ball, I think, actually. So we were looking for this guy who shares the name with our boss, Keith, which freaked us out right out the gate.
Yes, and so...
To call back.
We asked Keith to call back. Keith?
Hi, Kale. Yes, that word I was trying to say.
KLOS?
This is Keith.
Hey, Keith.
KLOS. Hello.
Keith, who?
Yeah.
Who's this Keith person?
Keith person who called about the 1 second song.
Yeah. What did you say to us?
I said it was Suffragette City by David Bowie because yesterday that's what you played.
All right, listen.
Oh.
It's possible. It's possible, but not probable that we made a mistake.
Yeah, for the first time in our lives. Kevin, have you ever made an error?
Not once.
Never once.
Not
either.
In my life.
Yeah. But Keith, you didn't. You were listening closely yesterday, and you didn't even bother listening to the clip today when we played Golden Earring again.
So what happened was you heard the clip that we should have played today.
Yeah, yesterday.
And you identified it as Suffragette City.
Which is where it would have been right now at $1,000.
And we played the wrong clip and said no.
Yeah. You knew that.
I was running on adrenaline, so I was just like, I had that in my head. I'm like, I know the answer. And then when that played, I didn't even register.
Yeah, you didn't even listen.
Sure.
Yeah, it was, you were correct.
Yeah, Keith, well done.
And we were wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I'm your boss. This is terrible. This is the actual boss. Just come on.
Well, that's what it was. You threw us off of that name, man. You started saying you're Keith. So I'm sorry you don't win anything. We're going to hang up on you. Oh, no, wait. You win $1,000.
You got $1,000, Keith.
Yes! I like that. Thank you. Thank you, Bowie, for giving me that $1,000. He's looking down on us going, oh,
yes, he is.
David!
And I can't believe those guys screwed that up.
No, I believe it.
I can't believe it. They're absolutely terrible.
Do you make lists in your head?
Do I what?
Make lists.
Oh, yes.
In your head? That's, yes. That's in my top five Foo Fighters songs.
Wow, nice. Yeah, no, I have lists of, yeah, all the bands. Okay. Yep, 100%. Absolutely, all right. Yeah. Music dorks.
We are nerds. Yeah. All right, listen, we have some money to give away.
Yeah, $500 now.
Wow, how about that? We're resetting.
Yeah.
We feel good. We're going to play a clip. This is a new one.
Yep. It's number 43 for those of you keeping home track at home.
Do you think people are keeping track at home?
I think some people are. Yeah, right. You pay so close attention that, yeah.
All right, so we have a new clip. If you're caller 13 when you hear it, at 818-955-KLOS, you tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $500.
And here is the clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Swoggo. 1 second of non-stop rock. Game.
Let's see if we can do this right. For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, hello.
Hey, who's this?
Jose Ortiz, again.
Jose?
Wow.
You're caller 13.
Now, how'd you do that?
I don't know. I got lucky.
You haven't won before, have you?
No. I called in last
guessed.
Week. Got something wrong.
Ah, that's great. Well, let's do it again. Uptown Saturday night. Let's do it again.
All right. We have $500 for you. We're going to play the clip one more time, and then you can tell us what the song is.
Let's do it.
All right. Name of the song and artiste of this for $500. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go. What is that?
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
$500.
Nicely done.
Cocaine and hookers, here it comes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is that the noise, kind of?
Sort of.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
It's not. It's more annoying than that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Apparently, right. We have a huge problem with peacocks in Southern California.
It's true.
And in the areas that people are feeding them, it seems to be getting worse. Surprise, surprise.
Huh, how
Here's
odd.
The news report.
New at 6, many neighborhoods in Southern California are home to peacocks. And while the peacock is our network's favorite bird.
Oh, shut up. Stop it.
Oh, so it's CBS, is it?
They can also be a nuisance. Rancho Palos Verdes, for one, is overrun with them. So they'll begin trapping and relocating the peacocks. But not everybody's in favor of that plan. NBC4's Angie Crouch now has the story.
That's the noise.
Wow.
Play that noise again.
I will. That's Woo. Insanity.
That's rough. No.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow, I wouldn't be able to take hearing that all the time.
Now, here's the thing. There are a lot of people who have that are very emotional when it comes to animals.
Oh, sure. I am. I'm very yeah. I love animals.
So there are a lot of people who don't want to see the peacocks go away.
Yeah.
But then they make that noise.
Yeah.
And I'm down with them going
yeah,
away.
Yeah, they kind of, yeah.
With that noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Waking up to a colorful peacock in your driveway can be a delight. Seeing one perched in a tree with its feathers blowing in the wind is a sight to behold. The birds are common in the Palos Verdes Peninsula and beloved by many residents.
It's part of the nature, and let's make Palos Verdes unique.
What?
It's part of nature.
Oh, and it makes birdies unique?
It makes something unique.
Aha! No idea.
But here in the Vista Grande neighborhood, where people often feed the birds, their numbers are out of control. Citywide, the number of birds increased from 121 last year to 181 this year.
The problem is when you have 13, 14 birds that are living in your backyard, they poop on your deck, they destroy your flower garden, they break your roof tiles, and this time of year during the breeding season, the males will call most of the night and all day.
Mike Maxey is a wildlife expert who's been hired by the city council to set up large cages to trap and relocate peafowl.
Peafowl.
Yeah, hold on.
Peafowl.
So she calls him peafowl.
Yeah, I'm going to call myself peafowl from now on. So, of course, it's the guys that are out there trying to find a date that are screaming all night. That makes sense.
Right. Sure. Right. But if they're doing that.
Yeah.
Ah.
No wonder no female peafowl wants to come hang with them.
The city has been trapping the birds since 2014, but paused the program last year when the number became more manageable. But now they're breeding like crazy.
In particular intersections by our home, there can be upwards of 40 peacocks at a time in the intersection.
In one intersection, 40 of them.
It's a little hard. That's worse than donuts in the middle of the intersection.
What the hell?
With cars going by and people, it's dangerous.
It does seem like that population growth is significant.
This week, the city council voted to allow Maxie to trap and relocate 50 peafowl from two neighborhoods.
Stop calling them peafowl!
Vista Grande, a controversial plan for some residents.
DJ Peafowl in the house!
We wanted to keep them here, so I'm not happy to hear that news.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot of people that feel that way.
I mean, it'd be nice to have a few in the neighborhood, maybe, but if you're talking 40 in one intersection,
come on.
The birds won't be harmed and will be relocated to ranch farms between Bakersfield and San Diego, where they can roam free.
Oh,
Angie Crouch,
man.
NBC4 News.
Drive up there and see them if you love them so much. What a terrible sound that is.
That is. That's rough.
Listen, everybody loves animals. Mm-hmm. But the wild ones, maybe don't feed.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I know people who feed pigeons. And you know what happens then?
Sure.
There's millions of them.
They spread the word.
Hang out. Yeah, they do.
They spread the word.
There's free food from this dude. Let's go. Poop on everything.
Yep. That's how it works. Yeah. So you feed wild animals. You feed wild animals.
Yeah. We want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS, whether it be feral cats or whatever it is, you feel like you should feed them.
And we want to know how your neighbors feel about it.
Call us now, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We are talking about feeding wild animals because the peacocks are running the city. Stop feeding them, people. KLOS, hello, you feed an animal?
Yes, I fed a squirrel at my house, and the squirrel became friends with my cat.
Mm-hmm. And?
That's cute.
And then one day the squirrel didn't come by anymore. She came by for about 2 years. And then she didn't come by anymore. And my husband saw that she was run over by a car.
Damn it!
It was a little sad.
Stupid car.
Yeah, but my cat is an indoor cat. So every time Buddy the squirrel would come over.
I'm sorry, what was the squirrel's name?
Buddy.
Sure.
Any chance Buddy the squirrel made a noise like this? Oh, peafowl.
It's a peafowl. You feed wild animals. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I didn't know that we'd get this many calls on this topic.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
We were talking about the overwhelming number of peacocks in Southern California. And
peafowl.
Yes, peafowl. And people who won't stop feeding them, which makes the problem worse.
Yep.
And now we open up the phones for you feed wild animals. What do you feed, sir?
Crows.
You feed crows.
Wow, do they get friendly with you? They're very smart creatures.
They're so smart, they're unbelievable.
Yeah,
I used to work in a harbor, and so there was about five of us working there, and we would feed them every day, so they'd come around. I don't work there anymore, but I hang out in the parking lot at the harbor.
I'll bet they love that.
Recognize me,
right?
And
sure.
They come back, and if I show up to the parking spot, all of a sudden they fly in and stop and hang out with me.
Wow,
right next to my door, and they look at me. So they recognize your face, and they know if you're good or bad.
I think you're right, which is really weird.
So they say, oh, this guy's bad. He's feeding wild animals.
Thanks for calling in, man. Hi, KLOS. You feed wild animals, pray tell?
I'm a peacock feeder.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Yes, I actually live in South Bay in this little city called Wilmington, and I have two peacocks that, on clockwork, come every morning to get fed.
Wow.
Has it ever increased to 3, 4, 5?
It has. It's been crazy. But nothing like 40.
Right, 40 in an intersection, right. So, well, do your neighbors care that you're feeding the cocks day pee?
No, they partake. Like, some will feed them, peanuts, but I feed them cat food because I have a cat.
Just don't feed them the cat. That's the only thing we ask.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thank you.
I'd like to talk to the neighbors.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Hi, KLOS, do you feed wild animals?
Well, they're not really wild, but I worked at the prosthetics lab, and we were growing an ear on the back of the lab rat, and we were growing an ear on their human ear, and I had to feed that lab rat.
Whoa.
All right, I don't even know where to start on this one.
That is funky.
So you fed a lab rat that had a human ear on it?
Yeah, we just planted it. I can't really say where it was at, but we were doing it that way. But I was in charge of feeding it. It was kind of weird, you know?
Did not see this call coming.
No. What did it like to eat? What was its favorite food?
Well, we gave it as a vitamin mix. It was just like in a syringe, you know, like a liquid. You had it mixed up. I just had a powder that I mixed up, but it was kind of odd.
And do you have one single AirPod? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about people who are feeding wild animals. It's not necessarily the best idea.
No, I mean, it is. I do it. I like it, but it's not peacocks. And when you're starting bringing in...
Oh, yeah. So everybody else except you.
Amounts. Yes.
Sure.
Everything I do is fine.
Yeah, of course.
If you're feeding peacocks...
I see how that works. You're feeding animals, sir?
Yeah, man. I feed them all the time. Nice. Everything. Basically, what I do is I cut a fruit and I throw it over my fence. And, you know, whatever eats it, eats it.
Yeah, actually, I put out oranges for birds mostly, but squirrels love them as well. I see them
What's
partaking.
What, when did this turn into Dr. Doolittle?
Dr. Do Much, sir. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Do you feed wild animals?
Yeah, I feed spider monkeys hot Cheetos.
You know, if you look for a law firm, you're going to get kicked out for that kind of behavior.
That's pretty strong. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice. Thanks for calling. You feed wild animals. We want to hear about it. 818-955-KLOS.
I really love that. Yeah, yeah. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We started this hour talking about the number of peacocks that is getting out of control in Southern California. Because people, and that's the sound it makes, because people are feeding it.
Yeah, and they've always been there, but just really tons of them now, and they stay awake all night screaming at each other. Well, basically screaming for company. The
Which
males.
Doesn't seem ideal.
No, not really, no.
So we're talking to people who feed wild animals. You do, ma'am?
I feed wild animals.
What do you feed?
Coyote.
Wow.
Coyote.
Dang. Uh-huh. I had a coyote poop in my backyard the other day. It was nasty.
You know, coyotes come down and kill pets, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, but he's been coming since he was a baby. I feed him through the fence.
Houston.
And no reports of that in our neighborhood. That and a squirrel. That's what I feed.
Right. So. Don't feed the squirrel to Houston, please.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, right on. Thanks for calling. The coyote's like, give me that Houston thing.
Hello, KLOS. You feed wild animals?
Yes.
Ducks?
Yes.
Do you feed them bread? Because, you know, that's what we always did as kids, but now they say you shouldn't do that. Yeah, right?
I do that. Wild bird seeds from Walmart.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Interesting. Do you have a lake near your house or something?
Pardon me?
Do you have a lake near your house?
Yes, mobile home park.
Loch Ness?
Yes.
How many of them are out there? Like, how many ducks show up?
Right now, it's spring with the babies, but usually it's about 40.
40? 40. Wow.
40. Yeah. Okay.
Nice. And don't feed them bread, right?
No.
Right.
Well, bird seeds.
Yeah, that's weird.
Might
Thank you for
that.
Calling.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Do you feed wild animals?
Yeah, I live in Huntington Beach, and there's a bunch of squirrels. People feed them all the time, and they get huge. They're fat.
Fat and sassy.
Nobody needs fat and sassy squirrels.
Thanks for calling, man. Hey, hands off my nuts. I'm a fat and sassy squirrel. Hi, KLOS. Do you feed wild animals?
Hi, this is Jill from Norco.
Hi.
Greetings, Jill from Norco.
Hi. I had a 93-year-old neighbor who, bless her heart, she passed away a few years ago, but she would feed skunks cat food every night.
She would feed skunks?
She would sit in a little chair.
Yeah.
She would feed skunks, and all the skunks in the neighborhood knew it, and they would walk to her backyard very slowly every night, and she would feed them cat food with a spoon, sitting in a chair, and she would feed all the little skunks.
Wow, that's bizarre. That's an interesting one.
Did anyone get sprayed?
Oh, my dogs got sprayed a lot.
Oh.
So I was really sad when she passed away, but
your dogs were like thrilled.
But not that sad.
Yeah, your dogs are like, woohoo!
Yeah, they smell a lot better.
Hell yeah.
That song is now a trigger for me.
What do you mean?
Did you hear in 2019 that I got bit by a brown recluse?
Yes, I remember hearing about that.
And it...
that is horrible.
It was about a six-month ordeal.
Yeah.
And before that, I made fun of everybody that was afraid of spiders because they're harmless.
95.5. So did you...
Then that happened.
Yeah. Well, how did it happen? Tell the folks.
I was just laying in bed and I woke up in the morning and there was blood all over my sheets. Wow. And I had no idea. I was like, did I kill someone? What just happened?
Not again.
So I got up and I looked. I could barely reach it with my hand, but it was really red and swollen and infected. Wow. And it was awful.
And he'd been hanging out under your pillow or something?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
And I laid on it, apparently. And
right. And that pissed him off.
Yes.
Get off the
And brown
man.
Recluses, they kill the skin. Literally, your skin dies.
Wow.
Literally, so, a few times they took scissors and just cut it off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really? It was an ordeal.
Wow. And for like 6 months, you say?
Yes.
Dealing with that. That's fun.
And now,
yeah,
spiders.
Not your friend.
I'm petrified of.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, I'll kill them three times, make sure they're dead. And I know it's stupid.
And you know,
and I know the chances that another brown recluse is going to get to me are minimal.
Fairly low.
But it was 6 months of my life.
No, it's totally understandable.
So 100%. I was watching the music video of Devorah. I'm not dead yet.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Devorah, what have you done?
And there's one quick scene where she opens her mouth and there's a spider on her tongue.
On her tongue. Yeah, that's a hell of a video. It's
really didn't love that.
I shouldn't think so.
I didn't love the whole thing.
Wow.
So then I went to bed. And I had a dream.
Oh, really?
That is one of the weirdest dreams I've ever had.
Really?
So that spurred my mind.
Uh-huh, sure.
Spider on her tongue.
Sure.
And I was starting to think about the dinner/drinks that we're planning with our friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And for some reason in my dream,
oh, no.
I would cough. And every time I coughed, a spider would come
out. Wow!
And it was freaky, and
sure.
Everybody that I knew was keeping their distance from me because every time I coughed, there was a spider.
So when we're sitting there at dinner, you're coughing up spiders on the table.
No, we never made it to dinner in my dream.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys told me it was someplace else.
Right. We didn't want to be sure.
Because you didn't want to have me there coughing up spiders.
Well, we've done that before, actually. We've sent you to different places.
And it does happen. Wow. Occasionally.
Wow, that is crazy.
That was my dream last night because of Devorah.
Wow, Devorah, what?
I'm not dead yet. You guys bailed on me because I couldn't stop coughing spiders.
You know
that's
what?
The strangest sentence I've ever said.
Anybody who's coughing spiders has done it yet.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
No question.
It's so weird how the brain works.
Yes,
and what
it is.
Does to damn it, Devorah. Peafowl.
I don't love that.
I love the peafowl.
I don't love that. I do love that they call peacocks peafowl. I do love that.
You learned something today. It's important. All right, I got to go home and pet the peafowl.
Hey, Greg is in here.
Yay, Greg!
Greg!
What's up, dude?
Yeah, taking over. Be sure to tune in tonight. Got lots of stuff planned. So
nice. Like what? What are you planning on
what
doing?
What kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Huh?
What kind of stuff? Do you have a lot planned?
Just, yeah.
Don't give it all away.
Yeah.
Just
all sorts of content.
Right?
And like an overview, maybe?
Just all sorts of fun stuff.
Something right. Of Fresno, I would imagine. You do
just give
something?
Just give us one thing.
Yeah, what's...
Give you
one thing.
Yeah.
A single thing that you're going to be doing tonight. You said you had a lot.
So I don't have anything planned.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It depends on your definition of plan.
Okay. It also depends on your definition of a lot.
Wait, hold on a second. I have something for you. Now, yeah,
makes everything better.
Yeah, talk to the peafowl all night.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
The king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, made entertainment history on this day in rock in 1972, playing 4 sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. George Harrison, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Art Garfunkel, and others were in the crowd on those nights. Very plucky there at the end. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Bruce Springsteen signed with Columbia Records and started to assemble the E Street Band. It was on this day in rock in 1986 when Genesis released their Invisible Touch album. The title track gave them their one and only number one hit.